Mornings with Ed, and I guess you already know that my favorite time of day is having live performances in studio, especially when they are gifted musicians. And man, we have one for you here today. Sabrina Lentini is in studio with us. She has a new single out. It's called Grow. You're going to hear that in just a few minutes. We're going to have a great conversation, sit down and chat with her. But the first song you're going to hear is called Call Yourself a Man. Kind of makes me a little on the curious side here. Laguna Beach, live from our Pearl Street studios, please welcome Sabrina Lentini.
It's too bad you got the looks but not the brains. You think by now you would learn to act your age. Let me try to make it simple for you to understand. You got to your mama, I'd give you a real good smack. 'Cause you gave up a girl like me and you'll never get me back. You don't know how to treat a lady and you still act like a newborn baby. I know I'm out of time in school to give you class. Well, it's too bad you got the looks but not the brains. You think by now you'd learn to act your age. Let me try.
That is Sabrina Lentini and Call Yourself a Man. We've got her live in studio this morning. Pull that a little closer to you. And a very, very good morning to you, Sabrina.
Good morning.
How are you?
Thank you so much for having me.
No, thank you for being here this morning. Great song out of the gate, by the way.
Oh, thank you. It's a fun one to play. I enjoy.
anyone in particular that is? Did you write that about someone?
You know what? It's funny. That song kind of came from a night where I was sitting on my couch in the living room, and you know, as a writer, you have so many ideas sometimes, and sometimes nothing comes out. And I was sitting on the couch, and I was just kind of drilling through all these ideas I had, you know, starting all these different ideas, and I was like, man, I'm just not getting anywhere tonight. And I took a break, and then I was like on Facebook and all this stuff, and then I picked up my guitar. And then, bam, it just came out. And it was, like, late at night. I remember, like, I went and woke up my dad. I'm like, listen to this. Yeah, it was just after the fact, after I wrote it, I was like, actually, you know what? I kind of do know a couple people
there you
like
go.
This.
There you go. And, I was just about to say, it was great how you sidestepped the question of someone in particular.
maybe a mix of a few people. Or, you know, it'll kind of reveal itself later on, you know, like realizing,
Yeah, see, I think your break came when you went on Facebook. You went on Facebook and there's, oh yeah, that's it right there. Yeah, I tell you, social media can make me write 1,000 songs, I guess. So you are, number one, you play everywhere. We see you throughout, I don't leave Orange County, but we see you throughout Orange County. You're playing a lot of places. You just made a video for your song that we're going to hear later on called Grow. I can't wait to hear about the making of that video. But I needed to mention this first. You brought your mom with you today.
Yes.
And you consider your mom your best friend, your sidekick. Yes. Tell me a little bit about that relationship.
She's so awesome. I'm so lucky to have her. Yeah, she's like my best friend. She's always with me. I'm always with her. And I'm so lucky to have her support and my daddy, too. He's also, like, amazing. They are my two biggest supporters, and I'm so lucky to have them. Like, they've 100% always been so encouraging and supportive of me following my dreams since I was little.
Right.
Like, my first time on stage when I was 5. And we never even had to have the conversation of, is this what you want to do? We just knew, and they just always helped me along my dream and my journey, and they come to every show with me. They're always there for my support, and they're just awesome.
Right. I'm a parent as well, and I got to tell you, watching your mom with you here this morning, it just warmed my heart, man. It really did. She's outstanding, and I love that relationship. Keep that relationship forever. That's just as good as it gets. It really is. Now, you said you started at 5.
Yes.
5. What was the first instrument that you had at 5, or what were you doing at 5?
My voice. It was just my voice.
That's an instrument. That's a good instrument right there.
Yeah. I just grew up always being introduced to great music through my dad in the car and my mom, and at my grandma's house watching, like, old Hollywood movies and musicals.
Right.
And I just loved it all. I loved musical theater. I first started with that. I had a keyboard in my house, and we lived across the street from my grandma. So I would always,
child care was no problem.
I'd always be there too. And so I had a room there too, and we had a keyboard, and I would dabble on that, and it had all these presets in it of, you know, Broadway tunes and then, like, Disney songs and even the Star Wars theme. And so I'd always be listening to music or finding a way to play, and always singing. So it was always, like I said, encouraged and supported, and I just loved it. And so I started with more kind of musical theater. Like I said, my first time on stage was when I was 5. It was a kindergarten school night at the Ha Ha Cafe in North Hollywood. And I was in this, I think it was pink, sparkly beaded dress.
As you should be at 5.
Yeah, and these, like, you know, big pink earrings. And I was singing, Let Me Entertain You from...
Entertain You.
Yes. Yeah, that one.
A pretty sultry song for a 5-year-old,
right?
Man.
I know. Yeah, and I was little, so I had my, like, vibrato, like, a lot of it. But no, I just loved performing.
Now, it's your passion, and I know this because every single thing that I've read about you or read from you is music is your passion, and it shows. The instrument you're playing is a Gibson. I can tell that from here. You recently toured the Gibson factory. Were you in heaven at the Gibson factory?
Absolutely. Anybody who knows me, I'm like a diehard Gibson fan. I love Gibson. So this was my first baby. This is Gibby, my hummingbird.
You name your guitars. That's cool. That's
This is Gibby. He's beautiful. I've had him since I was 13. And so since then, I've, you know, accidentally started a collection of more and more guitars. And yeah, when I was in Nashville this last time, I have a few awesome friends at Gibson. One guy in particular, Don, he's awesome. And he kind of gave me the hookup on it, getting in for a private tour of the Electric Custom shop.
Sweet.
And it was amazing. It was just so awesome. It was like, you know, being Charlie in the Chocolate Factory, walking around,
right.
Just the smell of the fresh wood, and just, like, all of that was amazing. And to, like, see just, like, the hollow bodies, like, to see them there and fresh, and to be able to smell them and touch them and feel the curves in them and see the different processes,
right,
of, like, you know, the different stages of the process is amazing.
Right now, you've got every guitar nerd on earth slapping high fives with each other. All right, smelling the guitar.
Oh, my gosh. No, so a few of my newer babies in my collection, my mom and I actually took a road trip out to Utah to go get, it's a 2016 or 17. 2016 or 15, actually. It's a J200. It's the standard size, the jumbo, and it's blue, this beautiful blue color, and it's got a vine inlay all up and down the neck, and it's like mother of pearl. Like, it's beautiful. It's gorgeous. And so we took the trip all the way out there to just get this guitar. Like,
oh, that is nerdy.
So worth it.
That is guitar nerdy right there.
Yes, yes. And just when I opened the case, and it still smells so fresh to me. Like, you can just, I don't know what it is, but it smells so good.
I get it. No, I totally get it. I guess for me, it's like a new pair of Air Jordans. That's what it is. I can kind of tell, maybe, you know. At least your guitar continues smelling fresh after you. That's a good thing for you. So we're going to hear a song called Dorothy Gale.
Yes.
Tell me about Dorothy Gale and what went behind the writing of that song.
Yeah. So like I said, I grew up watching, you know, the musicals, and The Wizard of Oz was one of the hugest impacts on my life. I always wanted to be Dorothy, and at my grandma's house, you know, I'd be watching the movie, and I remember, like, playing with bubbles in the backyard and blowing bubbles, and, like, she'd be with me, and we were like, is Glinda gonna come out? Like, you know, like, and I just loved it, and my dog Zorro I had from age 2 to, till after I graduated high school. He was with me my whole life, so he was, like, my Toto.
Right.
So, you know, I just resonated with that film so much. Like, I think in my heart of hearts, I believed it was Dorothy in another life, you know?
No, I get it.
And so through this song, I kind of was able to. Funny thing is, I started it during one of my trips in Nashville. I was just sitting on this beautiful, like, estate that we were staying at, this ranch in Franklin, Tennessee. And I just had a couple lines that came to mind. Dorothy pawned her ruby slippers. And just, like, a new take on the story. And I ripped the page out of my book, and I, like, folded it up in my pocket. I just thought, okay, well, it'll come to me when it comes, you know, the rest of it. And then almost exactly a year later, I met these great guys, David Brownstein and Dave Marshat, through a songwriting retreat. They were alumni from a retreat that I had just done. They had done the retreat before me, and we met through, like, the Facebook group, actually.
Okay.
And so we set up a co-write, and at the co-write, we were talking, getting to know each other and each other's styles, and they were so kind. They were like, we'd like to write for you today as an artist. And I was like, okay, awesome. And after talking, I realized, you know, I think they'll get it. Like,
right.
I'd been holding on to this idea for, you know, a year. And I just felt like I found the match with these guys. And when I brought it to them, they did. They totally got it. And they helped me bring the rest of the song to life. And it was truly magical, to very emotional experience.
And
then right from there, it was a really quick process. Then I recorded it. Pretty soon after, and then just like a week or so after that, like, we filmed a video in the Orange Circle. A great friend of mine, a producer on a TV show I worked with, he helped me with that, Mark. It was just, it all came together so magically, you know, just the way it happened. It was truly
magical.
Yeah, really. There's no other word for it.
Right. Well, Laguna Beach, you're about to hear some magic happen. We have live in studio Sabrina Lentini. Next song up is Dorothy Gale, and it's about we're going to talk a little more about The Wizard of Oz when you're done with the song, because it's one of my favorite movies as well, and I'm just curious about a couple of things.
Yeah.
So Laguna Beach, live from our Pearl Street studios, singing Dorothy Gale. This is Sabrina Lentini.
One-way flight, 'cause her dreams were bigger than the black and white. Put on old torn sneakers and her heart was set to see the world outside that picket fence. Close the gate behind, no looking. She's got an unfamiliar trail. Town by town till the pieces fit. Breath by breath learning who she is. Writing her own fairy tale. Looking for the new door.
Emerald City's not as pretty from where she stood. Nothing like she'd read about in storybooks. A stranger in a place where no one knew her name. Twisted lies in stormy skies couldn't scare her away. Courage paved the way. She's got a walk in unfamiliar tread. Town by town till the pieces fit. Breath by breath learning who she is. Writing her own fairy tale. Looking for the new Dorothy again. Yellow brick by yellow brick. Step by step. It begins to click. She's got a walk an unfamiliar trail. Town by town till the pieces fit. Breath by breath learning who she is. Writing her own fairy tale. Looking for the new Dorothy.
What a great take on The Wizard of Oz. Oh, my goodness. Well, first of all, beautifully written.
Thank you.
Great, great, great song. So I'm going to have you jump on this one.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. And, okay, what's your favorite moment in A Wizard of Oz?
Oh, I mean, of course, there's a somewhere over the rainbow when Toto's sitting on that seat thing right next to her.
Right.
You know, really all of it. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think. Well, my favorite was always the Scarecrow.
Yeah.
I always loved his If I Only Had a Brain.
My favorite scene involves him. It's when the witch goes, "I'm a little fire, Scarecrow." Yeah. That's my favorite scene.
Oh, yeah. It's just all of it's gold, and I love it so much. Yeah.
I also love the pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. Yeah. I think there's a song there, too,
oh
by
gosh.
The way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, just everything about it. And
go ahead. I'm sorry.
So like I said, like literally I've always wanted to be Dorothy. Mm-hmm. And so it was my senior year of high school. Mm-hmm. I was Dorothy for Halloween, and my mom made me the most amazing handmade ruby slippers.
Of course she did.
She put all the sequins on and the jewels. It was just beautiful. And we even like made little blue socks that looked like we got, like they were tall blue socks that we bought, but then we like cut them up to make them, you know, shorter, like to make them look more like hers. And oh my gosh, like I was walking around my house. Like I was like, I never want to take these off. Like if I could wear them every day, I would. So yeah. And they're in the music video. If you watch all the way to the end, you'll see them.
Excellent. Excellent. So you were on American Idol.
Yes.
Season 13.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I my audience knows this is that I was a big fan of American Idol, like seasons 1 through 10, and then I realized, wow, they're starting to dump really good talent early. It's like the best aren't going through all the way, and I know that you've probably got some kind of signed contract where you can't bag on them. So allow me to bag on them if I can. No, but tell me about the experience of is it as arduous as it seems for the artist?
So, yeah, I mean, I was 15.
Right.
It was my sophomore year of high school. For my judges' auditions, my parents and I, we took a road trip to Salt Lake City.
Right.
And it really was a great experience. I grew so much as an artist in that time. Like before that, I had experience in front of the lights and the cameras for majors and minors when I was 13. But that was definitely, you know, a more... no one got eliminated. We were all young kids, you know, and growing like in that way together.
Right.
No real competition. Like we were all so supportive of each other, you know, all
right.
So different. But with Idol, of course, you know, that's a competition. And it was definitely nerve-wracking, you
right.
know, because for the years of performing and it really, you know, I am so comfortable performing and I love it so much. But being in that, you know, realizing, okay, like, wow, I'm really on American Idol. It was exciting, but definitely scary.
Well, I think my question really is more, so as a solo performer, you make your own decisions about what you're going to sing, how you're going to sing it, the arrangements and everything. Did you find that producers were having a big hand in that part of what you would normally be on your own with?
Well, with any TV show, I believe, yes, they know what they want.
Right.
As far as like how you're saying how so many people who are amazingly talented don't make it that far.
Right.
It's just because I do believe with a TV show, they know what they want and they know what they want to show, or they know what makes good TV. So
right.
You really never know. You just go in and you do the absolute best that you can.
Right.
But yeah, sorry.
No.
But yeah, there's the songs we choose from that we have to, you know, that we can choose from to perform.
Right.
For group rounds and stuff and all that. So I made it all the way through Hollywood Week. I was the youngest to make it to the top 48, get cut at top 30. It was a great experience, but definitely looking back, I was like, oh, what could I have done differently? But then now finally, 5 years later, I was like, okay, well, you know I did my best. Like I was 15, it was a great experience. I grew so much. No, but really, like I slept on the hotel, like the hallway of the hotel one night, like at 3 a.m. Like when they show it on TV, like it really does happen. Like you're up late, you know, working.
Right.
You know, you. But it really is worth it to have that experience and to know how to be on your feet like that, working
right.
hard and growing in that way.
Right. You recently spent time in Nashville.
Yeah.
And you fell in love with Nashville.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not even kidding that I can hear the spirit of Nashville in your voice. I really can. You can just feel it. Tell me a little bit about your trip to Nashville.
I love it so much. My last trip was February through like March 1st. So I was there for a month. And then before that, I was there during the summertime for a month as well. I just love it more and more every single time. The people there are awesome. So many musicians,
right.
And writers, artists.
And it's also a really supportive community of musicians.
They really are. Yeah. Everybody is awesome, so talented. My favorite thing is the writers' rounds. It's where, do you know that?
No, tell me about that.
So there's these shows where you can go, and it's pretty much everywhere you go. There's at least 2 to 3, 4 writers on a stage, and they all go one by one. It's like story time, like sharing their songs one by one, and they'll usually do at least, you know, 2, 3, 4 songs.
Right.
And it's just awesome to see them go one by one, sharing their voices, sharing their lyrics, their melodies. Like, it's just a really cool thing to experience, because you walk in a place and you hear a song that gives you just goosebumps, chills.
Right.
And sometimes there are writers that have huge, giant cuts, and you'd have no idea who they are, you know, because
mm-hmm.
they're not the artist themselves, or they don't even want to be. They just are but the person, they're like the man behind the curtain, you know?
Exactly.
And you just, you know, you hear songs, like, that's why I love country music so much. Really all music does it, but something about country music where there's nothing like it, where this one line can just totally, you know, make you cry, make you laugh, make you, like, just, you know.
You can just
hit you right in the feels. Like, when I hear, especially when I listen to, you know, like, more traditional or classic country, I get this, like, lump in my throat where I just, like, feel it immediately in my tear ducts, where I'm just ready to, like, cry. Because it's just, like, even if it's a happy song, it's just something that it makes me feel,
right.
you know.
They're able to pull out the lyrics that elicit that emotion
yeah.
in you.
Yeah.
Now, do you have a favorite, like, classic country artist? Is there someone that you grew up listening to, or someone that you just discovered because of Nashville?
Well, throughout the years, my love for country has definitely revealed itself to me within this last few years. I really, like I said, I love the older country, more classic. So I love Dolly. I love Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson. I just love all of, you know, just their voices, their clever lyrics.
Right.
I really love cleverness and yes. lyrics and some tongue-in-cheek stuff. Like, I love that. Like, my Call Yourself Man. Like, I just love the stuff that'll make you laugh, but then I love the stuff that will make you cry, you know?
And
all good.
And the artists that you mentioned can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Dolly Parton, Johnny Cash, those are the artists that do that. Mm-hmm. They can twist a phrase and make mm-hmm. it funny, and then mm-hmm. 2 lines later, you're crying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's very cool. Mm-hmm. And yeah, again, we can feel the Nashville in you.
Thank you.
Latest single coming out, and we're going to hear it before anyone else in the world has heard this song. It's available on Friday everywhere, right?
Yeah, tomorrow. I can't believe it.
It's called Grow. You recently finished a music video for that.
Yes.
Tell me about making the music video. And do you, as an artist, you had, obviously, the song is yours. You wrote the song. And you can, do you have as much control over the video itself? Do you?
Absolutely.
You were hands-on, right?
Especially this one, because I'm editing it all myself.
Oh.
Yeah, so, all
right. So you,
I really enjoy that side of my music as well. Like, I love, like, editing flyers and you know, like, posts and stuff. I love doing that. Like, I really enjoy graphic design and stuff right. like that.
And so with, you're super hands-on.
Yeah, I mean, right now, like, as an independent artist, like, I have to be,
right.
and I really do enjoy that. At times, like, it's like, oh, I wish I had someone else to help, but it's a great way to learn it, is just take the reins and do it. It's right. all about the experience. Yeah, the music video. So this song was written with, actually, the guys I wrote Dorothy Gale with, Dave and David.
Okay.
So, very thankful for them. They're awesome. They helped me bring this one to life, too. And my mom and I were actually out in the Bolsa Chica wetlands.
Okay.
Thinking about, we were shooting pictures in the beautiful, they have all the daisies that sprouted, you know, right. like the super bloom.
Yeah,
gorgeous. And daisies are my favorite flower. They have a very sentimental meaning to me. And almost a lot of my songs mention daisy or daisies. And I was like, okay, well, we have to go. And there were yellow daisies. I love yellow. It's such a bright color. Right. And I had this yellow dress. And so we went, took pictures. And we kind of got this idea of, like, how about we just put the song on and let's, like, I'll just run and walk through this pathway and just see what happens. So we did that. And we're like, oh, like, that's cool. And we were literally just doing it with our iPhones.
Okay.
So we went back actually a couple times to the same location, all days that were like, it was freezing. And I'm in this like dress. It was so cold. It was
pretending
just,
it's summer.
It was right after we got back from Nashville. And like we brought like, well, actually, I guess it was cold here the whole time we were in Nashville, which is weird. But it was still pretty chilly here. And yeah, it was like 50s maybe. And you know, we're right there by the beach. And we went back a couple times to the same location. And then one day, we also had my friend, his name's Ethan, he's great on the drone, or I had seen some of his stuff before. And so I was like, hey, do you wanna come out and shoot some stuff with the drone? I've never done any of that for my music before. And he shot some shots of me in the fields and walk in, and it turned out really cool. And then we also went to another location, another park, and filmed some more in daisies and on paths and stuff. And literally all on the iPhones and then some on drone.
Oh, wow.
So it's very, you know, I guess handmade, if you will, besides, you know, the drone. But, like, I'm really excited to share it. It's so much. It's a fun video. I want to convey, you know, the theme of happiness and love and just, you know, like, I guess pure happiness, hope, love, all of that, you know.
Right. Now, does the video also come out on Friday?
I am going to release that a little bit after.
Okay. You're teasing us with the video. Look at you.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's cool.
Yes.
Let's hear Grow.
Okay.
When we come out of Grow, I want to find out more about it. But this is her latest single. It's available on Friday. We're really glad to have her in studio. Laguna Beach, once again, Sabrina Lentini. This is Grow.
Change have come and gone, but you're still by my side. I love you in my life. Let's lay down our roots and grow together, grow up sturdy and strong. Hand in hand, work this land right where we belong. Let's lay down our to learn.
Let's lay down our roots and grow together. Grow up sturdy and strong. Hand in hand, work this land right where we belong. Let's lay down our roots and grow together. Take it nice and slow. We got lots to digging under, let's lay down our roots and grow, grow, grow. Let's lay down our roots and we'll
That's her latest single. It'll be available on Friday. It's called Grow. She's already shot the video, but she's teasing us with the video, and that won't be released for quite some time. Now, in shooting that video and all those daisies, is that where you got stung by the wasp?
Oh, my gosh, no. That happened my last day in Nashville.
What happened?
It actually happened 2 days before my last day in Nashville. And I had two songwriting sessions that day. First one was awesome, and right after it, I was like, okay, we're going to make like a quick lunch in between before I have my second one. Walking through the kitchen, and again, my mom's with me right then. We're making lunch. And I got like the worst pain I've ever had, like in my leg all of a sudden. Like I literally fell to the ground. I'm like screaming. And I'm like, you know, I'm not being dramatic, but like I was like,
oh, they hurt.
I didn't know what was happening.
They
and
hurt.
I didn't see what was happening. Like I didn't see a wasp. I didn't see anything. I had no idea.
Right.
So I was like, what's attacking me from the inside? Like I didn't know what was happening. I was freaked out. And she was freaked out. Like I was screaming like.
Oh, they hurt, you know? And they leave that giant bump forever.
Well, yeah. I was, like, looking at my leg. I pulled up my pant leg. I was wearing, like, my bell bottoms, and I just saw, like, this little red thing rise, and I was like, what? Like, I did not know what was happening. I didn't know if it was, like, a deadly spider or what, you know? And so...
Not, she says she's not being dramatic yet. She didn't know if it was a deadly spider.
Well, I mean, the pain. I was freaked out. And so, yeah, not being dramatic, but yeah, we did call the ambulance. And I'm not... yeah, we called the ambulance, and they came. And yeah, they checked me out. They're like, well, you look, your vitals are fine and everything. They're like, it probably was a wasp. I was like, are you kidding? You know, and they're taking my information. They're like, how old are you? And I was like, 20. And I was like, oh. Like, oh, so that's embarrassing. Great. But yeah, they said...
they do. It hurt. There's no way around it. That's
so I was like, but how? We were inside. We didn't even have the door open except for like 1 second. Like, what? Like, they're like, yeah, they do that. And were you wearing loose pants? I was like, yeah. And
so, they'll find you.
Yeah, it happened twice, though, on the same leg. Like, it was just so scary. So anyway, I'm terrified of wasps now. Like, I already was scared of them, but now I'm like, I never want that to happen again.
I want to talk about, I saw a picture of this magnificent dog of yours, this beautiful, furry, white thing with a big, big nose, giant nose. Tell me about your dog.
That's Bowie. He's a Labradoodle. He's so cute. He's a monster. He's going to be 3 years old this year. Yeah, he's a big lug of love. Yeah, but he eats socks. He eats everything. He loves our attention. He craves it. And yeah, he's just a fluffy monster. Yeah.
You know what I think? I don't think enough songwriters are writing songs about their dogs. I'm a dog lover, and I need more dog songs.
I'll work on a dog song.
All right, thank you. A dog song and a man behind the curtain song.
Yes, yeah.
Sabrina, how can we find you online?
You can find me Facebook.com/officialSabrinaLentini. Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, everywhere else, @SabrinaLentini, and that is LENTINI.
And that is official Sabrina Lentini. It's got it.
Just right. Facebook is official, okay. And then everything else is just at.
Fantastic, fantastic. Anything else you want to tell our audience before you go?
I'm so excited for you all to hear Grow, this song, which first started out as a love song, you know, about my relationship at the time.
Right.
But now it's grown into something so much more. It's dedicated to, you know, my friends, my family, anybody who loves someone or something enough to want to shout it from the rooftops, whether it's your passion, your career, your someone, another person, your dog. You know, it's saying, I'm ready, I'm all in, let's lay down our roots and grow together.
You know what? And as you're singing, as you were singing that, I couldn't help but keep the smile on my face. It's a song that makes you smile. It makes you feel good. It's a feel good makes you smile song.
Thank you. I'm so glad.
And a great delivery on that too, by the way.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure having you in studio.
Thank you so much. So great meeting you.
Thank you. It was great meeting you. I'll look forward to having you back in studio sometime soon. We'll come back. And then as soon as the video comes out, will you please let us know?
Absolutely.
All right. That was Sabrina Lentini live in studio. Laguna Beach, that was a treat.
Thank you so much.